All right, he's the man with his finger on the pulse of all the outdoor events and experiences that you need to know about in the Western Cape. Jeff Ayliffe's got your outdoor report this morning. Morning, Jeff.
Thanks, SJ. Good morning. It's going to be a coolish day expected in Cape Town today. A chance of some rain, temperatures hovering around the 18-degree mark. Sunrise, 26 minutes past 7, and sunset is now before 6 o'clock. It's now at 2 minutes to 6 this evening. We heard from Ryan Sands recently, following his amazing win in the Ultra Trail Drakensberg 100 miler. Today, Ryan is in George, where he will be teaming up with another Western Cape Trail legend, Kane Riley, and they're going to be attempting a fastest time up George Peak. It's what is known as the VK, or vertical kilometer. Zane Schmoll is one of the organizers, and he gave me more details.
Thanks, Jeff. As part of the mountain community in the Garden Route, we always super stoked to have legends like Ryan Sands and Kane Riley join us and wanting to run on our trails and in our mountains. It's always a privilege to show them and to have them here. And we've had them here since Thursday. They came through as part of a Solomon activation as well, with a try before you buy concept, where people were able to test some of the latest and greatest Solomon shoes and run our 5K time trial. That's a weekly time trial Thursday evenings in George as part of the GTR time trial. And people were stoked to test them. And then on Friday, we had at our Mount Co shop, which is our local sort of specialist trail running shop in the Garden Route. We've had another activation, a shop run, and a bit of a Q&A session with Ryan and Ryan and Kane. And a very lucky evening chatting to the guys and getting the community involved. And then this morning some people are already heading out on the mountain. The weather isn't the best, but cheering both these legends on to summit George Peak via our vertical kilometer route that basically starts at the top of Arbor Road, and it is 4.8 k's in distance and 1,072 meters in elevation gain. And basically a vertical kilometer means you need to gain 1,000 meters, 1 kilometer in vertical ascent in under 5 k's. To have it sort of in the European standards, it needs to be under 5 k's. And yeah, and George, we're very fortunate to have it right on our doorstep. Thanks.
That was Zane Schmoll. Peninsula Ramblers, the hike today, St. James's Peak, meeting at 8 o'clock this morning at Silvermine Gate 2 on the waterfall side. It'll be a circular hike with some beautiful views over the mountains, as well as coastal views in and around False Bay. And you can admire those from the summit of St. James's Peak. The hiking time about somewhere between 3 and 5 hours. You will be required to have moderate fitness. On the surfing front, Western Cape Paris Surfing Championships happening today, and it's starting at 8 o'clock. It'll be finishing at 2 p.m. this afternoon. It's all going to be happening, of course, at Muizenberg Beach in Cape Town, and run by Surf Emporium, who are also running their Learn to Surf program. That program established back in 2003, and they have taught thousands of people of all ages to surf. They've got a passionate team of coaches, and groups range from beginner, mid-break, backline level surfers. All ages welcome, and you can choose your weekly lessons either Saturday or Sunday morning. There's also school group sessions run midweek and weekends. If you want to find out more, surfemporium.co.za. That is the number to call. And finally, the Cape of Good Hope SPCA has urged hikers and residents to report sightings of caracals on Table Mountain following the recent fires, and that was after an untagged rooikat was recently spotted at the Burns site, looking a little bit weak. The SPCA said that in spite of its poor condition, the caracal was able to escape them, and they've made an appeal for all caracals to be reported if possible. And just go and have a look at the Urban Caracal Project on Facebook. That's it for me.